Understood what happened from what Marzia and Sayid said. This really upset me. But I decided not to say anything to him until I spoke to you.
I know why he's doing this, brother. But if he is not stopped, then who knows where he's going to end up.
That's good. So you know why he is behaving this way.
Yes. Sasan is the reason. It has been a while, though. And contrary to what we all thought, Sasan and Sayid have been seeing each other.
I heard about the thing with the money.
Well, you see now, brother. After 2 months of lying nonstop, he had to come clean in the end.
So it is like that. This unacceptable relationship with a girl. Giving the money to Sasan to invest in something fishy.
What else? Recently, I think he may have become less interested in praying.
Really?
In fact, I haven't seen him praying in a while.
You think all this is Sasan's fault?
Of course it is, isn't it? I'm always worried about these kind of casual relationships and destructive influences.
What about you?
What do you mean exactly?
I mean your role and influence on Sayid.
I have done all I can, though.
Really? So you think you are not to blame, huh?
But I trusted him.
Really, sorry, but I think you did not trust. Forgive me. There's no one here but me, you, and God. I want to speak plainly to you. You don't mind.
Then say it, brother. Say it.
Okay, I'll start from the end of the story. One day, accidentally, you realize your son has gotten into trouble. He has met a certain girl. You argue with him. And then you argue with the girl, but doesn't end there. So you go to the girl's father. And there, cause a big fuss, making it even more unbearable.
Should I have just done nothing?
Let me finish what I have to say. The next day, you realize he spent the money he got of you somewhere else. Then, again, you have a big fight with him and go after the guy and threaten him.
So what would you have done if you're in my position?
Before anything else, I would have got my emotions under control. Really, I understand that he has made a lot of mistakes. But please don't forget, Mohsen. He is still your son, and he shouldn't feel that he has no place in your home, or in the family, or in your heart. Try to get to the root of the problem. If you don't know what the problems are, how can you solve them? Not by threatening him or using force. Secrecy. That is his reaction to your threats and force. making his behavior worse.
My dear brother, you know Sasan very well. There was no way to get him to toe the line. You can't have forgotten about the missing money and the jewelry in the house.
What did you do about Sasan?
Nothing. I went after him, and I told him to give back the money. I told Saeed that I'd get the money back off of him, so there's no excuse for him to go and see him.
Mohsin, you are in the wrong. Why on earth did you give 10 million to Saeed? Don't you know your son? It's not the first time he has messed up a business venture.
But it was you who told me to give him another chance. Show him that you trust him, you know? So?
By doing what you did more harm. You have harmed him by trusting him too much, taking away his confidence to prove that he doesn't deserve such trust. I went too far. But I don't want us to lose Saeed.
You made a copy of this book before, you know.
It's actually a very good book. But you can't find it on the market.
That'll be 12,000 tomen.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Mr. Sabori, your copy.
It's actually for you. Hello, hello. Hey, hey.
Ali! I don't know how, but I've got to find a way to solve this problem.
You mean you're in that much of a hurry?
I just really don't want him to be thrown in prison.
What? Why prison?
Because of the check.
Check? So why don't you get a loan?
Who's gonna give me a 10 million loan so quick?
Haven't you got anyone to help you? Your uncles, aunts?
You don't know anything about our family problems.
Like what?
My dad's behavior is... He's a bit stubborn, proud. He doesn't even tell his brother about his problems. Tell me, do you know anybody?
When can you pay it back?
Very soon.
No, no. I want to know when exactly and what to say to whom I talk to.
Well, let's say a month at the most.
A month? Okay.
Are you sure they can pay back the money in a month?
That is what Saeed said. I am really worried about Mohsin. What do you think we should do, Mom?
I think we should withdraw whatever savings we have in the bank and give it to Saeed.
Mohsin's reputation is at stake. I can't imagine him going to prison and all because he owes money to someone.
Okay. Let me see what I can do.
Thank you.
Did you tell Saeed to talk to his uncle about Riyan?
I wanted to, but then I thought we should solve the problem first, Mom. And anyways, you know, I haven't got a job yet.
Very well.
There you go.
That's enough, Dad.
No.
Hello.
Hello. Go tell him that his food's on the stove.
Leave him, Dad. If he's really hungry, then he'll come and eat.
Get up!
Saeed! Come on here and eat your dinner!
I've eaten.
You know, since Saeed stopped talking, the house is much quieter. But he has to spend more money, because he eats out all the time.
No, generally, in our line of work, you can't lose. Okay, if I have to promise... Okay, I promise. Don't worry, it's settled. Okay. Bye-bye. What's that face for? First thing in the morning?
I didn't sleep at all last night.
You should have slept. Hey, here, let me tell you a joke. It'll cheer you right up.
Would you give me a break? No jokes. Hello? What's up, Ellie? No, not yet. Really? I can count on it? That's amazing. I'll be there in half an hour. Right. It was Ali. I think things are starting to look up.
So go before it gets late.
That picture was taken a week before he was martyred.
Sorry to have to trouble you.
It's okay. How is your father?
Not bad. He'll be even better when his problems get sorted.
Here you are, Saeed. This is for you.
Thank you so much. I have no words. I really don't know how to thank you.
Please, sit down. God willing, everything will be okay. When I heard about that, I got really worried.
God willing, we can do the same for you.
Don't you want to count the money?
If you've counted it, then I'm sure it's right.
No, look, son. It's much better if you count it. Ali, help Saeed count it, please.
I'm so ashamed. So ashamed. I have one other favor to ask of you, Mrs. Saburi.
Yes, of course.
I'd really appreciate it if my father doesn't find out I told you about our problems and that I borrowed the money from you.
Okay. Ali, dear, give that receipt that you wrote to Saeed and let him sign it.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, son. Whose money is this?
It's Saeed's. He told me to give it to you to settle things.
Where is he?
In his room.
Hello.
Hello, son. Working hard? What's new?
Nothing.
That money?
It's your money, of course. Or even.
Who'd you get it from?
Who do you think? From Sasan, of course.
Sasan? But he said he didn't have this money.
Well, yeah, your threatening him made him go and get it together.
That's great. But you weren't supposed to see him anymore.
He called me and said he had the money, so I went over and got it for you, that's all.
Is it all over?
It's over.
Good, thank God. Saeed, I want to talk to you for a minute.
Talk about what?
About lots of things. About your studies, about your university, you, and about all your fears.
How about another time?
Are you upset with me?
Shouldn't I be?
Dad, do you need anything?
No, son. Off you go.
Saeed's still asleep, you know.
Yes, yes, I know.
Oh, and by the way, I actually took some of that money.
Some of it? How much?
200,000.
200,000? Without asking me?
Well, I'm telling you now. I wanted it for important school materials and extra classes.
You shouldn't have done that, you know. I gave you 50,000 Toman last week for those classes of yours.
Well, I spent it.
Really, you spent it? Just like that? Give me a list of what you spent it on. I told you you have to make a list for me.
Yes, you said that. But 50,000 Toman isn't worth making a list for. My friends spend 50,000 Toman in a day and no one interrogates them.
They're your friends. And I haven't got that kind of money.
How come Saeed spent so much and you never say anything? And he damaged the car, too.
That's not how it is, son.
Leave it. I don't want the money.
Vahid. Son. I'm talking to you. Come back. Vahid! The money that Saeed gave me.
Sasan gave the money back?
Hmm.
Brother, why did Vahid look so angry this morning?
What can I say? Marzia, I don't know where I went wrong with my kids that made them so ungrateful. I wish Reza knew all this, so he could critique me properly.
You're not the only one with this problem. Anyone who has kids has the same kinds of problems. Thank God that your kids are healthy. And Saeed went and got this money off Sasan, so what's your problem?
Yeah. But the truth is, I'm still very worried. It's almost noon, and he's still asleep upstairs.
What can I say?
This money is yours.
But why are you giving it to me?
Because I don't need it, that's why. I'd only put it in a bank. But you have a lot of expenses, both living and, God willing, Nina's wedding. This is for you, Majid.
Oh, there's no need, sir.
Thank you very much. You've done a lot for me. Thank you.
God be with you. Thank you. Goodbye.
Of course I told him I borrowed it from you. Yeah, of course. No, no, don't worry. He won't come after you again. Bye-bye. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Hello, Mona.
Hello, Auntie.
How are things?
Are you well, Nima, Zoe?
Everyone's well. How's business?
Thank God.
Amir's okay?
He's very good, too. He's in the workshop with Dad.
Have you any news for me?
Any news?
You and Amir, of course. My brother Reza is waiting for a grandchild.
You know, dear aunt, we've been married for less than a year. There is time.
When my brother Reza becomes a grandfather, he'll stay at home. And then you and Amir can run this place. Hello, brother.
Hello, aunt.
Hello, Amir. How are
Hello.
Things?
Hello, what are you doing here?
I want to talk to you. How are you?
Thank you. How are you, aunt?
Thank God.
Amir, go and send off the order to Avaz. Ring the coating place and tell them we're waiting for our goods.
Dad, make sure that aunt stays for lunch, okay?
Your aunt won't eat workshop food.
Today we have some great food that Mona made for us.
I haven't tasted any of her cooking yet. I hope she's good at it. I asked her about having a baby and she said she has to think about it. But in the meantime, I'll be thinking about her cooking.
Excuse me, please.
Well, what's up?
For now, Said has paid back the money. Maybe things will quiet down finally, but I don't know whether to be happy or worried.
They haven't been arguing again.
I haven't heard anything. They're not talking to each other.
A quick temper and aggressive behavior is not the answer, and neither is silence. He must get closer to his son, really speak to him.
Nima went and spoke to Said a few times, but Said gave him an earful. He acts like someone who holds a grudge.
I think that Said is jealous because Mohsen pays attention to Nima.
It's Said's fault, you know. Look how many times Mohsen tried to get Said to work with him, but he didn't want to. And what about you, yourself? You wanted to employ him here. He wouldn't come for even one day.
Nima and Said are so very different. Sometimes with your own child, you don't know what to do. With another's, you have no problems.
Well, I agree that Mohsen has done a whole lot for Nima's sake, but you know Nima himself showed interest, brother.
Said doesn't care about these things anymore. He blames Mohsen for his failures. A mother should never let the atmosphere in the house become hostile. It is like poison. God rest Miriam's soul.
Well, actually, brother, I've come here to discuss that with you. We need to talk about Mohsen's getting married.
Really? I am very glad to hear it. You were supposed to go after 2 months.
I promise you it wasn't my fault that Mohsen keeps putting it off. You know he's worried about the kids' reaction to it.
That's one of the important things Mohsen has to talk to the kids about.
I don't think he can. I really don't.
Okay. Then you must do it. Not having a woman in the house causes a lot of problems.
I also think that if he'd gotten married, his relationship with the kids would be so much better now. But what can we do? We have to think of what other people will say, too.
Who will chastise him for remarrying 5 years after his wife's passing? That is not the meaning of being faithful. When Miriam was alive, he truly loved her and did everything he could to help her when she was ill. But now, with all these problems... Tell me, why should Mohsen make himself so miserable? Or his children, because of what other people think and say? Now, who's this lucky woman who is going to be our brother's wife, huh?
Ms. Nahid.
Ooh.
Oh, good heavens! What happened, brother?
Nothing.
Be careful. I was just saying, she's been away on a trip.
Who?
Mohsen.
All right, very well. I don't know anything about her.
I told you before, weren't you listening? She works as an English teacher.
Mm-hmm.
She was married before, but because she couldn't have children, she got divorced about 3 years ago. She has a good job, a car, and a little house that she rents out, and she lives with her parents. What else do you want to know?
The number of her birth certificate?
Do you think that's funny?
All right, you said these things before, sister, but I don't know her.
But I know her very well, so when she gets back, I want to arrange for you to see each other and talk.
What does Reza think about all this?
He believes that a woman in your life will improve your relationship with your children by far. And that these arguments and lack of tolerance in your home is because there's no mother around.
But if the children...
No ifs or buts. Mohsen, you're the one that matters most. The kids will get used to the idea.
Really?
Really, is that all?
Hello. You haven't gone to uni yet?
Ah, why are you home early?
We had an exam, so I came home early.
Ah. My morning classes were canceled.
I want to talk to you about your dad. Can you listen?
Has something happened?
I'm not sure, but I think you're still upset about the money.
No, that's over.
Saeed, everybody loves you. And as far as Sasan is concerned, you'll have to respect your dad's wishes on that. He cares about you. By the way, if you ever need money, just come to me, okay?
Thanks.
One more thing.
Now I'm late.
Very well. We'll talk about it later. Take care.
You tell me what to do. Do you know how long I've been going to classes every other day so that I don't have to face him? It's becoming a terrible mess. How can I do that, Sasan? It's been 20 days that we've been... No, it's not on. A few more days...
Hey there, Saeed.
Hi, Ali. How are you? I'll call you back. How are you, my friend?
What's going on? You haven't come to uni for a few days, and now you kiss and hug me? Tell me what's up.
Nothing's going on. I'm just so grateful about that money.
Forget about it. That's history. You said that before.
Well, I missed you. I didn't say that, did I?
Are you serious? I'm very glad to hear that. So how is your dad?
Thank God. He's much better.
Oh, thank God. Give him my warm regards.
I will. Thank you.
You're very lucky, Saeed.
Why's that?
Because there are lots of people around you. And your aunt's family live there with you, too.
Come on. They're just two people. My aunt and her son. And her husband is... Well, he's on a long trip.
Well, I have to say that I have actually always loved big families.
What's the big deal about big families?
Like in the old days, you know, when everyone in the family lived together. It was really good. Tell me, no more arguments with your father?
Why do you ask?
Your differences, I mean.
You like to know all about it, no?
Oh. Well, I'm sorry to say, and maybe it's interfering. But I have to say, I feel you've become uneasy lately.
Well, things don't always go the way you expect them to go.
I feel that you don't trust me, do you?
Why do you say that?
I proved to you how much I trust you.
Well, about that thing with the money, you really just the best.
Every problem has its own solution, Saeed. I'm totally ready to do anything, but anything in my power to help you and your father.
What's going on, Ali? What are you so worried about? Listen to me, my relationship with my dad is getting better and better day by day, especially since you solved that problem. I really don't understand what you're going on about. Leave it, would ya? Tell me about getting married.
Remember I said I want you to do something for me?
For you, anything.
It's a small favor.
Say it.
I want you to take me to see your uncle.
Uncle Reza? What for?
Well, take me and introduce me to him, and then we can sit and have a chat, a talk, that's all.
You sure you're okay? Talk about what?
What about? About asking him for his daughter Rianne's hand in marriage.
You mean... You have feelings for my cousin?
Well, I've been thinking about her for more than a year. But I wanted to find a job, which, thank God, I have now. Thank God.
So what, everything else is ready?
Everything, no, but I found a job in a publishing office related to agriculture, and the rest of the things will fall into place. But I first wanted to ask your uncle's permission.
Ask uncle if you can talk to Rehane? You don't need his permission for that. You see her every day. Go and talk to her.
If I had wanted to talk to her like that, you know, I would have done it before now. First, however, I would like to get your uncle's consent. Well, you can do it for me.
Hi, Said. How are you?
Hi, Amir. How are you?
Let's go inside.
No, I don't want to bother you. It's just, do you have some dough you can lend me?
How much?
2 or 3 million.
2.3 million. The truth is, I haven't got it, but do you want me to get it from Dad?
No, forget it. That's okay.
Can I ask what this is all about?
We want it for someone who's really in need. He's in a fix. It's for a good cause.
I think I have 500 in my account. Shall I give you my card?
No, 500 is not enough, Amir.
You see, me and Mona went to live independently from Dad. We want to buy a flat. We've put our money into a savings account.
You don't need to tell me the whole story. I know. You've got commitments. Congratulations. I'm off. Goodbye.
There you go.
Hello, brother.
Thank you very much. Goodbye. So what are you doing here?
Close up the shop.
What's up?
Very good news.
What news?
I called Nahid's house. Her mother answered. Nahid will be back from her trip tomorrow.
Where are we going to?
We're going to buy a new suit for you.
A new suit?
Let's go, brother. We don't have much time.
Well, I have a suit, sister.
A suit fit for a groom.
Ah.
We're going today. Come what may, you're not getting out of it.
Well, I haven't got much money here. I'll have to go to the bank, you see.
You don't need money. I want to buy the suit for you myself.
We were supposed to talk to the children first, though.
I've spoken to Vahid already. He listened, but he didn't say anything yet.
What about Said?
I'll speak to him in the next couple of days, and then we can arrange to go and talk to the family.
Hey, slow down. First, we have to go speak to this woman.
Fine with me. Tell me when you have the time, and I'll arrange a get-together.
With me? Nah, first talk to her. Tell her about my situation. My work, my salary, my children.
What am I gonna do with you?
Excuse me. Yes. Hello? Yes, this is he. How are you? Of course. I'll come to see you. That won't be a problem. Okay, goodbye. It was from Vahid's school. They want me to go and see them now.
It's obvious what they want. They want money from you again. Let's go, brother.
Where to?
Brother. Do you like it? It's very nice.
Okay. That's fine.
Congratulations, brother.
You really think so?
There's one more thing we have to do.
Look, I have work to do, Marzia, my dear. I have customers. There's nothing more we can do.
There is. What about a present for the boys?
Ah. Say, hush money.
What are you talking about? I'm just saying it might help you with your relationship with the children.
Very well. If you don't mind, I'll take this home and I'll buy them myself.
Don't forget about it.
No, why should I forget? I'll buy them. Don't worry.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, Dad. Are you still thinking about it?
I am surprised that he didn't take the 500 you offered him.
Now I feel guilty for telling you about it, Dad.
Why do you say that? It is good that you're telling me. You know that, Said.
For God's sake, please don't tell Uncle.
Don't worry.
How can I pay the mortgage on the shop when sales are so low?
Hey, listen, I have a good idea.
What idea?
Let's go into the makeup business.
Before you go, finish your job. We'll have customers in a minute. What's that boy doing here again? Sasan, take him away. I'm not in the mood.
Me and Sade are gonna go get something to eat. So you couldn't get the money together, right?
How can I get the money? Who do I have to help me? Sasan, I'm not going to university until I get the money.
Don't let it get to you. It's not the end of the world. Empty your pockets.
What?
Your pockets. How much is it?
Around 200.
So here's another 100. Comes to 300. He's giving you 10 million. Go and give him that. And tell him you'll pay him back at the beginning of the month.
What are you talking about? He won't take that.
Huh. Why won't he?
Ali doesn't do interest in things like that.
It's what everyone does. So by all accounts, everyone is godless, right? Huh. Why won't he?
Hi, Madame Zore.
Hi, Vahid. How are you?
Thanks. Hi, Nima. Hi, Auntie.
Hi.
Hello. Where's Said?
Well, I thought he was here.
Here, Vahid. Here, have some cake. They're to celebrate my first big deal.
No, thanks. I'm good. Hey, Nima, what's going on? A new suit? Cakes? Things are looking up for you.
Actually, the suit isn't mine.
Whose is it, then?
It belongs to your father. I told you before.
Uh-huh. Now I remember that you said my dad is lonely.
My pleasure. What's the matter? Store wouldn't take yours. Stolen credit card? Let's see what the police have to say about this.
Get up! Get up! Come on, let's go get
Hello.
You've been through my drawers again.
Oh, no.
Vahid, have you or haven't you?
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry, I did.
So you did, but you damn well not do it again.
But I won't do it again.
Good,
okay?
Well
I'm
done.
Sorry. Ow, 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 ow! I wanted to go in your drawers and I'll do it again. Why should you watch films but not me?
Because you're just a kid.
You are the kid.
Loser, instead of watching films, do your schoolwork.
I don't need you of all people to tell me. Instead of studying, you took Dad's car and picked up that girl, Shorey. If she had known how to drive, she wouldn't have had an accident.
That's nothing to do with you poking your nose into adults' business. You cheeky boy.
It has everything to do with me. I have to haggle with Dad for 100 grand, but the car damages cost 500,000.
Don't you talk rubbish. There's absolutely no difference between what Dad gives to you or gives to me.
Yeah, I can see what kind of student you are. You're always with Sasan. Take a look at Nima. The difference is he works, earns money, is getting married, buys things, and even more, he is the breadwinner in Auntie's house.
If Dad hadn't helped him, he wouldn't have any of those things now. You don't know what you're talking about, so zip it.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, Fahid, that's enough. Go and wash up. You should be ashamed that Auntie has to come and keep washing our dishes.
What do you do? Do you ever wash one glass? Because of you, Aunt wants to bring someone into this house.
What do you mean?
You heard me.
Wait, Fahid. Wait, come here. I won't do anything. Come on, tell me what's happened.
I think Dad wants to get married.
Hello.
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 And how are you?
Thank you. What are these?
These are for you.
What, for us?
Here.
So what is it?
Take a guess.
I think it's a t-shirt. Thank you.
This is for you. Open it.
Thank you.
Son, the only thing I want is happiness and good fortune for you and your brother.
You said you wanted to talk to me?
What did we agree, son?
What was it?
That you would come and see me often, and if there was a problem, you would tell me about it.
The problem was money, and that was solved ages ago.
So I can be sure there's nothing else, yes?
Amir really knows how to keep a secret, doesn't he?
Well, he was only concerned about you.
My bad luck is that everyone's thinking about me except me, myself.
When he didn't have the money to give you, what did you expect him to do?
So have you told this to my dad?
No. So how much do you want?
Nothing.
What does that mean?
I wanted it for someone. I got it from somewhere else.
Very well. I won't insist on knowing what you're up to and your problems. I just want you to know that me and your dad are closer to you than anybody else. Maybe at first we got upset when we learned about what you were doing, son. But we would never do anything that wasn't for your own good, son.
Uncle, please, I beg you not to tell my dad anything about this money business.
Very well. Don't forget the promise you made me, Said.
Okay. I'm on good terms with everyone. Thank you for giving me a lift.
It's a long time since we were honored with your presence. You must be a very busy man, huh?
Yes, I am very busy at work, so please excuse me.
That's quite all right. These days we only get in touch with parents only if it's something very serious.
Of course, is there a problem?
Not very serious. Fortunately, Vahid's midterm exam results were good, you know that. I am sure he has shown you his school report.
Yes, yes.
So I'm sure you must keep a close eye on his studies and homework.
No, fortunately he does his work himself.
Thank God. However, there is just one small thing I want to discuss with you.
Yes, please go on. I'm all ears.
Does Vahid say all his prayers regularly?
Well, as far as I know, then yes. As a matter of fact, I only see him do his prayers in the morning.
You mean you wake him up, don't you?
Yes, yes. I usually wake up the children myself.
Here, we always value prayer very highly. We think that if they pray, they observe their prayers, and it prevents them from going astray in the future. Because of this, on Friday at noon, we have congregational prayers.
Sorry, doesn't Vahid participate in them?
Well, lately he doesn't. His teacher told me he has mentioned it to him a couple of times, but he says he prefers to pray at home.
Okay, well, From now on, I'll pay more attention to him.
You know, Mr. Karimi, we are used to just telling our kids to pray, and that's it. But we often don't explain the philosophy of prayer, God, humbleness, and our duties as Muslim. That's why children are often forced to do something without knowing the reason for it.
Yes. Excuse me, when is the bell supposed to ring?
Hello, Dad.
Hello. How are you?
Thank you. Why have you come to pick me up?
Let's get in the car and I'll tell you. I can't fall for the اگه من با خودم سردم تو کاری با دلم کردی که فکرشم نمی کردم چاسون دل بریدی از دلی که پای تو گیره که از این بدترم باشی واسه تو نفسش میره نمی ترسم اگه گاهی دامون بی اثر میشه همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر داره که حتی از تو چشماشو یه لحظه بر نمیداره
از دست من میگیری با دستای خودت داری همه خستیم و میگیری دو کردم تو رو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده مگه میزار دلتنگی مگه گگه عموم میده
مریضم کرده تنهایی ببین حالم پریشونه
من اونقدر عشق میریزم
که برگردی به این خونه حسابش رفت از دستم شبایی را که بیدارم شاید از گریه خوابم باز
درو رو باز درو رو باز
میذارم نمیترسم خدا نزدیک تر میشه تو رو دست خودش